Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the news bulletin. I am Matsena. The two-day launching workshop of the Resource Organization on Joom and Biodiversity, ROJB, organized by the Nagaland Forest Management Project, concluded yesterday in Dimapur. Principal Chief Conservative of Forests and Chief Wildlife Warden, Nagaland, Vedpal Singh, emphasized the importance of credible, evidence-based research to inform policies related to Joom cultivation. He urged ROJB to undertake meta-analysis and produce substantive research outputs that can influence decision-makers and promote recognition of the sustainability embedded in traditional practices. Mr. Singh further encouraged the organization to set clear and impactful goals that translate into meaningful and transformative work on the ground. As part of the nationwide Adhikaram Yogi Abhiyan responsive governance program under the Ministry of Tribal Affairs, the district level orientation and district process lab began in Wakha and is scheduled to conclude tomorrow. Addressing the gathering, Deputy Commissioner of Wakha, Vineet Kumar, underscored the strategic significance of the initiative. He noted that 35 block master trainers will be trained during the program, who will subsequently implement the initiative across 53 selected villages in Wakha district. These trainers are expected to serve as key agents in driving development at the grassroots level. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today, in this special series, Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government is harnessing creativity and technology through the World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit, WAVES, to make India a global hub of media and entertainment. A report.
The Narendra Modi government has a vision to harness the soft power of India through content, creativity and culture to become a global leader. A part of the vision was the first edition of World Audiovisual Entertainment Summit, WAVES, in Mumbai, which was held from 1st to 4th of May this year. The objective of the event was to position India as a global hub for media, entertainment and digital innovation by bringing together creators, startups, industry leaders and policymakers from across the world. Inaugurating WAVES in Mumbai, Prime Minister Modi underlined that India's creative economy can contribute positively to the GDP.
Bharat ki creative economy aane wale varshon mein GDP mein apna yogdan aur badha sakti hai. Aaj Bharat film production, digital content, gaming, fashion aur music ka global hub ban raha hai. Aaj global animation market ka size $430 billion se zyada ka hai. Anuman hai ki agle 10 saalon mein ye double ho sakta hai. ये भारत की एनिमेशन और ग्राफिक इंडस्ट्री के लिए बहुत बड़ा अवसर है.
In line with Prime Minister's vision of leveraging creativity, technology and talent to shape a brighter future, WAVES integrated films, OTT, gaming, comics, digital media, AI, AVGC XR, broadcasting and emerging technology, making it a comprehensive showcase of India's media and entertainment prowess. With a diverse range of challenges and an unparalleled platform for collaboration, WAVES has made a lasting impact on the future of India's media and entertainment landscape.
The government has introduced significant tax reductions on food products to cut down the expenses of the common man. In order to provide relief to the common man, the government has slashed the GST on dried food such as almonds, hazelnuts, dates and figs from 12% to 5% to promote healthy eating habits and provide healthy and affordable snack alternatives to the people. Similarly, the tax rates on diabetic foods, including special dietary products, has also been reduced to 5% from the previously taxed 12% to ease the financial burden on diabetic patients. Along with that, the rate of GST on dry fruits has also been brought down from 12% to 5%, ensuring improved household nutrition. This decision aims to promote affordable, healthier lifestyles, ensures cheaper, health-conscious diets, and encourages citizens to adopt healthier lifestyles. In a tragic incident, a dead body was discovered early yesterday morning along the under-construction two-lane Kohima Bypass Road at Lere, below the Kohima helipad. According to the Kohima police, the deceased appeared to have died from a gunshot wound. A bag was found with the body, but it contained no significant items. However, authorities recovered a mobile phone, a country-made pistol, an empty cartridge case, and a magazine from the scene. Police stated that the exact cause and time of death will be confirmed only after a post-mortem examination. A forensic team from Dimapur also arrived on Wednesday afternoon to inspect the body and the location. The mortal remains were later transported to Kohima South Police Station for further investigation. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a good day.